Just because you've been found guilty of a crime and you've been sentenced to prison doesn't mean that you no longer have a voice, an opinion, something to say. And that's why each year the Prison Creative Arts Project puts out the call to incarcerated persons who are in prisons all over Michigan. Send us your poetry, your essays, your short stories. PCAP goes through each submission and chooses the work to go into its annual Michigan Review of Prisoner Creative Writing. They're about to release their sixth volume. This one is called The Sky is on Fire After All. I'm joined now by Philip Christman, who edits the review, and he's an English department instructor at the University of Michigan. Very good to have you with us, Phil.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
And we welcome Lee Sugar, who is the assistant editor of the Michigan Review of Prisoner Creative Writing. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Can you give me an idea of a piece that really grabbed your heart?
Well, the title of the volume comes from a piece by a guy named Chris Stankovich, we've taken his work before because he's really, really good. The sky is on fire after all is a line from his piece. And it's basically something that if I were teaching creative writing, I would tell people never to do, which is it's a description of a bunch of dreams. And you tell people on the first day of any workshop, you know, you get one dream sequence all semester, if that many, right? They tend to be inherently boring. But the way he narrates it and the way he strings together dream world and real life world, he's kind of developed this sort of homegrown surrealism that's really appealing. And you asked about themes just within the journal. And one thing that did come up again and again in that piece that I talk about in my editor's note is that a sense of horrible apocalyptic things going on at the same time as like boring quotidian life is going on. A lot of the work we get reflects, tries to do something with that binary.
In that 24-hour span of a day in prison.
Right.
It's, as you say, as boring as could be, and then it's post-apocalyptic nightmare.
Yeah.
Lee, what has been the most rewarding part of helping put together this journal of stories from Michigan's prisoners?
Shuffling through submissions is just incredible, seeing the range of work that we get. And the other thing that's really exciting for me is planning the book release events where we get to meet the family and friends of the writers. And it's so wonderful to get to speak with someone's mother or husband or wife on the phone and say, you know, your loved one's writing was selected out of 300 and we want you to read it at this event.
This has to be a very big experience for the writers and for their loved ones.
Yeah, I wasn't involved in creating the journal yet, but I knew that I would be, and I came to last year's book release event, which Lee was also, I think, primarily responsible for. And it was incredibly moving. To see people who right at that moment as they are reading this person's poem, they are missing that person, because people who have family members or friends in prison, I mean, you feel that absence constantly.
Do you ever get a sense that there is some tension or perception that what this work is about glorifies prisoners and what they've done?
Well, first of all, the range of anyone picking up this volume will be shocked at how little of the work actually talks directly about how people wound up in the clutches of the legal system. What work does talk about that is often written with in a tone of sort of, you know, Johnny Cashian regret, you know. This is the centenary of the birth of William Burroughs, who, you know, killed his wife during a heroin-soaked game of William Tell and very likely would have wound up, brought up for manslaughter if he hadn't fled the country. There's a new biography of Norman Mailer, who, you know, of course, stabbed his wife. No one gets through grad school in English without reading the French Marxist theorist Louis Althusser, who straight up strangled his wife for no reason. I mean, we are already reading. I mean, work by people who have done amazingly bad things is already respected and glorified. The only difference, you know, and of course some of those folks that I just mentioned were dealing with addiction and mental health issues. Well, guess who else is dealing with addiction and mental health issues?
The very people who are in Michigan's prisons.
Correct. So I don't see a huge distinction between celebrating that work and celebrating this work.
The Sky is on Fire, After All, is going to be published in March, and it'll be launched with readings in Detroit and in Ann Arbor. And you can go to prisonarts.org to find out more. That's prisonarts.org. And we have been talking to the editor of the Michigan Review of Prisoner Creative Writing, Phil Christman, and the assistant editor, Lee Sugar. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.